Greg Brady breaking that Brian Burke will not be general manager of Team USA in Sochi. And, you know, Greg, I think people are probably going to look at this and go, well, he's not general manager of the Leafs right now. He's been fired from that position. So, yeah, what's the big issue here? I think the issue is that, you know, we talk about Brian Burke, how he was the face of the Maple Leafs when he was here. In a lot of ways, in terms of business people in the States, in terms of sponsorship in the States, he's the face at the corporate level of hockey in the United States. And I think this is a, boy, this has really got to hurt Brian because, you know, as you pointed out in the morning show, this is a job he did and held on to just after the death of his son when,
oh my God,
most of us would have just said, yeah, I got to step back. I got to step away.
Yeah, I remember doing being at another station and doing a couple radio interviews with him, and you'd call him up after a game. He'd be on, you know, you'd avoid the talk of it. And I remember Brian Williams doing one interview on the consortium doing, and he was just, his quote was, I just try and get through a day without crying. You're thinking, how are you sitting down with your staff and watching other teams and scouting? And I don't doubt it's a huge kick in the pants for him. And I don't know that it's not a mistake. And Jeff, I'd even argue, I ran down and looked at the 06 team. I mean, USA went to Torino after a really good Salt Lake, mm-hmm. which could have gone either way also, especially if Canada maybe doesn't make the goalie change. And 06 was an utter disaster. If I told you, you know, their goalies were Rick DiPietro, Robert Esch, and John Graham. Ryan Miller's not even on the team.
Right.
They went old school with Jason Blake was on that team. Craig Conroy, they had an aged team. And Burke pissed a lot of people off in 2010 by not taking the Mike Medanos, the mm-hmm. Jeremy Roenicks, guys that were still in the league at the time, and saying, we're going a lot younger. We're going to try out Dustin Brown, and Phil Kessel will be on the team. And it worked. And they were the best. Over the course of the six games, Jeff, you could probably argue they were the best team because look at Canada and their peaks and valley. They got drummed by the U.S. They barely beat Switzerland. And you can't take the gold medal away from Canada. I'm not saying USA played better in the gold medal game. But to build all that beyond, you know, you're just getting into your work with the Leafs. I don't know. I don't know that it's not a mistake. I just know Paul Holmgren put a bad team together in 06. It was a terrible experience. And Brian Burke kind of really resurrected, you know, what they do and went head to head with Steve Yzerman in 10. And, you know, we were just talking about Yzerman. I mean, I think the whole idea that you have to be an NHL general manager is not only silly, it's probably better if you aren't an NHL general manager and you can be watching the last month of the World Championships without worrying about your team in the NHL playoffs like Lombardi and Shiro are doing right now with their teams.
Yeah, it certainly prevents the possibility of anybody's agenda coming into, you know, equation as well. What I liked about what Brian Burke did with Team USA, though, is it wasn't just the Olympic team. I mean, as you said, he was involved with the world team. His imprint was all over the juniors. And if you watch the U.S. team at the World Championships or the past couple of juniors, they, in a lot of ways, I think, reflect more of what we like to think as being traditional Canadian hockey values sometimes than we do. You know, they're the gritty team.
They're physical. We got skill out the wazoo, but can we win puck battles, bang bodies, right?
You know, they're in a lot of ways the way that we imagine ourselves being. And, I mean, I would argue that under Brian Burke, you are seeing or you have seen with USA Hockey a specific culture develop. You've seen a specific culture develop. Now he won't be there. You know, I would think, boy, I'm trying to figure out who you'd bring in to be GM of that.
Well, I think Shiro is a great candidate in Pittsburgh, and I think you'd look at Lombardi. Greg Wyshynski mentioned him. Here's the other factor, though, is and maybe this is part of the reason people don't have a full understanding of everything that happened here in Toronto. People would call your show, they'd call our show, and they'd say, hey, you know, Burke, you know, set the table and he did this and wins and losses. And you'd go, look, there's more to it than that. There's the getting along with people at a higher mm-hmm. level. That's obvious. And Burke admitted such on the Saturday press where he said, basically, I'm not changing. I don't change who I am. And that's that take. I'm a take it or leave it guy. But that's also probably a reason that USA Hockey can't say, hey, how'd you like to be what David Poile was to you and be associate GM? That's not great. You don't see Brian Burke being somebody's helper, right? It's just some people are meant to run a company or you get them out of the company. You don't demote them, you know?
And I've got to wonder from Brian Burke's point of view where he goes now. You know, the Leafs fired him as general manager. He could probably get an advisory job, but I don't see Brian Burke being the sort of the quiet guy sitting in the back of the room, taking in all the information and then kind of giving that sage advice. You know, well, my experience tells me that this is something we should look at. I see Brian Burke as being the guy who says, "You guys nuts?"
We'll put it
this
way.
This is the way you do it.
Yeah, Jeff, with everything that's happened in the last 72 hours with the Raptors, it's not an ideal scenario with Colangelo, and it reeks of this and it reeks of that, but there's no possible way they could have proposed it with Brian.
Oh,
like when you heard on the Wednesday, hey, Brian Burke's been fired, and he's going to stay as a senior advisor, I think we all saw through that right away.
Yeah.
And I thought that I don't buy that was Burke saying it on Saturday, going, well, I thought it would be in hockey, but hey, if it's not, so that's fine. There's no way that was ever discussed. And I know he and Nonis are buddies and whatnot, but Jeff, I think to me, this makes it a lot harder for him to quickly ascend to another general manager. There's only so many of these. Like, I'm looking at the list. Half these guys have 7 years of tenure. You just don't get fired like you do as a coach,
right,
in the NHL.
No,
I know,
that's
you
really
know, Edmonton
true.
Finally fired Tambellini. Columbus finally fired Housen, but these things take time, right? I mean, you can make it a long, long time. Gar Snow got in 2006, and he's got like the 13th highest, you know, 13th longest tenure. So to me, the way Burke could have resurrected himself was do a great job with USA. They're going to have a great team.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all the goalies they can pick from alone, right? You're building with Quick and potentially Schneider and Miller as the veteran. Maybe he'll bounce back. And somebody would look at how he handled it and how he handled Sochi and how he charmed the international media, because he can be charming.
Sure.
And you'd say, I need him in X city or Y city. And now he doesn't get that opportunity. And I think that hurts. I mean, let's face it. It's only 8 months away from it? 9 months away. This would have been a great platform.
Yeah. And I wonder if we're not going to see Brian Burke do something with the NHL office or get a job in an official capacity with the league to some degree. All you need to know about Brian Burke's involvement with USA Hockey, and we're joined by Greg Brady of Brady and Lang in the morning. Greg breaking the story today that Brian Burke will not be general manager of Team USA and Sochi. All you need to know about the importance of Team USA to Brian Burke is his first trip back to the Air Canada Centre this year after he was fired was in a capacity for USA Hockey, doing some scouting for USA Hockey. And I remember going into the seating chart they have at the Air Canada Center, going and looking at my seat and seeing where Burke was sitting. And I kind of smiled when I saw B. Burke, USA Hockey. So that tells you just how seriously Brian took this job and how important it was to him. Let me ask you this, Greg, point blank. As Jack Armstrong said on our show yesterday when he was talking about Brian Colangelo, it's always easier to get a job when you have a job. Do you think Brian Burke gets another GM job with an NHL team?
Yeah, I do. I do. But I think this limits the options a little bit, doesn't it? I don't think you're going to have and these never come up at the same time. We were talking about this with NBA coaches. Maybe you were talking about with Jack. Like, look at Stan Van Gundy sitting out there, free agent. There's 7 NBA coaching vacancies right now. So I know a lot of people say, hey, in Toronto, if you could upgrade Dwayne Casey to Stan Van Gundy, wouldn't you? Well, what's going to make Stan Van Gundy pick the Raptors over Brooklyn and Prokhorov's money and that great scenario at the Barclays Center, or Philly, or even the Clippers?
Mm-hmm.
If they can re-sign Chris Paul, you step in as a head coach, Coach Chris Paul and Blake Griffin for the next 5 years, you look pretty smart.
Yeah.
Here you're dealing with a lot of uncertainty. So I'm sure he's getting another one. I think the league office is the backward step to that, right? I mean, we always heard, even with Colin Campbell, much criticized as he was, how much he wanted to get back in. He was rumored about the Leafs job, right, rumored about the Philly job. And I don't know. I feel like the longer you go in, the harder it is to get back in. Do you think it's like that with broadcasting a little bit? Like, I know Scotty Bowman took a break at one point, but look at Mike Keenan. Mike Keenan had to take the job in Russia. It's been out, and you know, he wants to get back and be an NHL head coach, but it's been 4 years, and eventually you feel the desire to coach somewhere, and you want to do it.
You think Brian Burke could get a job in TV if he wanted, or radio?
Could have our jobs combined.
I got this idea. What about
6 to noon? I'd listen.
What about Brian Burke and John Tortorella on the same panel?
Well, and that's the funny thing, because you think about coaching for this. Now let's say Ray Shiro is the general manager. Like, I don't know how you don't go this way if... And maybe I don't think they'll announce this until... I think David Poile is the leading contender. That's me. But if Pittsburgh wins the cup and you don't pick Ray Shero and he wants it, how do you do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
So if you're Shero, then how do you not pick your coach in Bylsma? This is a lot of people on the Leafs set already didn't like Ron Wilson, Leafs fans, and they said to Burke, hey, go ahead, take Ron Wilson. That's great. We want Ron Wilson coaching against Team Canada. Well, it almost came back and bit them. He almost won.
The interesting thing here, too, is, of course, John Tortorella, one of the names in line for the coaching job with Team USA. And I'll tell you what, there's a chance that he, too, is unemployed when the season is done.
Sure. Yeah. And so. But I think I see Tortorella more as being able to be an assistant. He's done it before. He did it in Sochi. In Torino, I see Tortorella as being, if they name Bylsma coach and they call Tortorella, Tortorella's not going to go, hey, I got to be the lead dog or I'm out of here.
That's true.
But that's the tough thing with Burke. Like, with that huge personality and all his accomplishments, how does Burke sit as the third or fourth general in a room and defer to the David Poyles and Ray Shiros? It's hard for him to do that.